apartment where your bed is part of your living area, rents in the $2,000 range. One young woman in our church told me she was living in two tiny rooms in a building that was falling apart, where she had a bathtub in the kitchen, but the toilet was down the hall, and she was paying $800 a month in rent. That was a bargain, thanks to what New Yorkers know as rent stabilization. This is a complicated city regulation that tries to hold the lid on costs. But as soon as I move out, she added, you're going to do a bit of remodeling, replace the tub with a small shower, do some plastering. Then for a new lease, they can jack it up to $1,800 a month. Here at the other end of the Brooklyn Bridge, where our church is, a new condominium building is going up around the corner. The smallest studio unit will sell for about $1,500,000, and you probably wouldn't call this a good neighborhood. Your sleep would be punctuated by sirens in the night. There is no place to park your car for less than $250 a month. As many as 5,000 people will reside in the confines of one city block. So what are the alternatives? Every week in our church, I meet people who are wishing and yearning for something more spacious that's still affordable. A newly married couple wants to start a family, but where would they even put a crib? Should they pull up stakes and move to the Long Island suburbs? At least they'd have some breathing room, maybe even a little grass out front. But things aren't cheap there either. Take Levittown as one example, which is remembered as the first mass-produced suburb in America. Right after World War II, developer Abraham Levitt and his two sons created something called the Ranch Design for just $7,990. But you did get a General Electric stove and refrigerator for that price, plus the latest Bendix washing machine. Block upon block of these modest homes went up, drawing national attention. Critics scorned them as ticky-tacky and cookie-cutter. Sales to returning GIs and their growing families, nevertheless, were brisk. Well, today, a two- or three-bedroom single-family home in Levittown starts at $350,000 and goes up past $500,000. And you're not even next to the water. If you work in Manhattan, your commute on the Long Island Railroad will chew up 45 minutes each way, plus whatever time you'll then spend getting from Penn Station to your workplace. Assuming the trains are running, of course, on time, that is. If you would rather drive your car to the city, don't even think about it. The Long Island Expressway is known as the world's largest parking lot. The desire for a place to breathe, to grow, to be safe runs deep within us all, of whatever century, and not just in the physical realm. Emotionally and spiritually as well, we hate being cramped. We want to spread our wings. We want to stretch out. Didn't Jesus say, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full? That's John 10:10. That is what we crave. We sense somehow that we were made for more, more than the constricted, self-limiting lives we currently endure. Wouldn't it be wonderful, for example, if we could have victory over some of the negative habits and sins that tie us down? Wouldn't it be great if we were emotionally and spiritually free to find a place to serve God, a ministry of some kind that would let us make a difference in other people's lives? What if our relationships with our family members and others, too, were healthy and loving instead of caustic and full of conflict? What if we learned to pray more often and actually saw answers to our prayers? Wouldn't it be wonderful to live each day with a spirit of confidence instead of anxiety and fear? Here are just a few examples of the more that awaits the children of God, a deeper understanding of His Word, insight into His unique plan for our lives, an abiding joy in the face of life's setbacks, power and courage to witness for Christ, freedom from all the psychological and emotional issues that hold us back, peace on the inside regardless of external circumstances. The abundant life that God plans for His own children includes all of these. Stop right now and consider these questions. Do you have similar yearnings for a spiritual life that is fuller and richer in every way? If God brought you into a spiritual